Joining us now is the CEO of Easter Seals New Jersey, Brian Fitzgerald. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Doug, for having me.
Very challenging times, Brian. For those who aren't aware of what Easter Seals New Jersey is all about, for more than 70 years you've been helping people. Tell us what Easter Seals is going through right now with this situation.
Well, our mission is to create opportunities for people with disabilities to live, learn, and work and play in their communities. And right now, what we're facing as much as all of New Jersey is that some of our programs have been closed due to the fact that people would come to those centers for service support. And so now all of those folks are kind of quarantined in place in their homes. For the intellectual developmental disabled population, they're primarily either in a group residence or with their families. The group we're most concerned about is those that are living with their families, since many of their parents are elderly and in the most vulnerable part of the most vulnerable population. And so you're having not only people with disabilities, which are vulnerable, but their parents as well. So the opportunity for the virus to have a greater impact on those folks. So we're monitoring those through telephone calls just to see how they're doing and trying to link them with community support services as needed.
We've heard so many issues with nursing homes and rehabs and places like that. Does that disturb you?
Well, let me put it this way. The onset of the virus and how quickly it spread and organizations' ability to react to it. In our residential programs, we're practicing all of the CDC guidelines as well as from the Department of Health, the state of New Jersey. And so far, we have not had any issues of the virus within our residences. But I think it's really to the issue of staff training and the availability of supplies. I think the priority goes to healthcare, and that's appropriate. But our folks need the same kind of PPE equipment, masks, gloves, in order to ensure that we're not spreading the virus. And they're in short supply to the human service industry. That's a concern of ours.
What kind of stories are you hearing from some of the people that you help? What's their mindset right now? What are some of the things that they're thinking about?
Well, I think the concern is in terms of the accessibility to healthcare for our population. You know, the rules in terms of people, you know, have to be isolated. When you're working with someone with a developmental disability, many times they can't comprehend the situation and they need the support of a loved one. So that's a concern that, if they have to go to a hospital setting, will they have the support necessary during that time? I think the other is in terms of recognizing the need of people with disabilities during this situation.
Biggest challenge so far, to say the least?
For us, it's been trying to get out accurate information without panicking people, trying to give them the facts and information that they need to know without, you know, causing undue anxiety and harm. I think the other thing is having enough and adequate supplies in terms of particularly masks and gloves.
Why did you decide to become a part of Easter Seals New Jersey and eventually the CEO?
I actually, my first career was a career Army officer, and I had decided to leave the Army, and when I was about to be discharged, the question became, okay, what are you going to do? So at the time, I was testing Vietnam veterans that were being discharged from the service and helping them to identify civilian occupations. So I was working with a Department Army civilian at the time who said, well, let's run you through these battery of tests and see where your likes and dislikes are. As a result of that, I came upon rehabilitation counseling and applied to Seton Hall University and did an internship with Easter Seals. And in that internship, I kind of found my niche that to be able to help people with disabilities kind of met my needs to be of value to my community and society.
Well, isn't that a wonderful story, though, that not always does someone who interns with an organization, even if it's a nonprofit organization, turns out to be the CEO?
Well, that's correct. Yes, I happen to be in the right spots at the right time. The work I do. So I consider myself very fortunate.
You're housed in East Brunswick, correct?
Yes.
So North Jersey certainly has been, you know, very much in the news when it comes to the coronavirus and so many people in New York. It's hard to imagine that anyone expected this, obviously, when it came about. But when you first heard about the coronavirus in Wuhan, China, what were you thinking? Did you think that it would ever, you know, maybe not be to this point, but were you already making plans? What was on your schedule?
To be honest with you, originally when I heard about it, I thought that it probably was going not, I didn't think it was going to impact us to the degree which it did. We went through the H1N1 virus, so we had a pandemic plan in place. And when, you know, we started to hear more news about it, I asked my team to take out that plan and to update it. So we were somewhat prepared for the pandemic and the virus. What we weren't prepared for was the degree of anxiety that it created and the effectiveness in terms of the cause of anxiety, the death rate, and its rapid spread. Under the H1N1 virus, we had similar issues, but not the degree of impact that it's had on our society.
Day programs, obviously, you know, very much disrupted for you. And have you been able to find different ways to make things work? A lot of people, you know, who are stuck at home have tried to use the internet in different ways. What kind of techniques have you been using to try to at least, you know, keep the action and keeping the programs going?
What we've been doing is primarily telephone monitoring and directing people to activities. We're not conducting any particular training programs in our day hab. In our vocational programs, we have staff that are working with people who were in the process of looking for jobs or were on a job and then were kind of furloughed or laid off because of the virus. We're talking to those folks in terms of trying to keep up their spirits, but we don't have any particular formal programs at this time.
Is there anything that you would like to add? What can people do if they have people who are part of the Easter Seals program? What can they do if they're looking for some advice?
Our marketing team is doing a terrific job of posting all of the latest data from CDC, the federal government, and the state of New Jersey. And I would direct them to go to our website to look for that information. And if they're having issues, to reach out to their staff members and to give us a call, and that we will try and assist them as best we can.
So it seems like all your life you've been helping people, huh?
Basically, yes.
Where did that start?
I guess it goes back to my parents and their upbringing. I've always felt that being able to help others is kind of part of the path of life. And if I can help people along the way, then I am glad and willing to do that.
So everybody in your family okay?
Yes, they are.
We're certainly glad to hear that. And we're certainly glad that Easter Seals New Jersey continues to serve people in amazing ways. Brian Fitzgerald, thanks so much for joining us. Best of health to you and continued success.
Thank you, Doug, and health to your family and loved ones as well.